This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Nick, we have our next guest in the studio with us. Maybe one day you might get a bit of royalties coming in. You're not aware of where it's coming from too. So
that would be nice.
Now, we've got Julianne Jett here in the studio. Julianne is it's a photographer who has an exhibition called Hey, I Think I Love You at Strangers Gallery in St Kilda. But before we talk about the actual exhibition, Julianne, maybe a little bit of background on you. Now, we'd like to start off by getting to know a little bit about you. So how did you get started in the arts, and where did your love for that come about?
I've always been like attracted to things that are like pops of joy, like beautiful colours. You just mentioned Joe Jackson, and all my posts on Instagram and my works in the exhibition have got song lyrics as the captions, and I've been waiting until I have a picture that I can have you dressed in pink and blue just like a child in a yellow taxi come with me and ride, because that's to me one of the most beautiful evocative images. So I did study photography in Perth, but that was in the analog days. And I didn't really have enough money to pursue that, but since digital and even just camera phones, it's like I'm collecting as I walk around. When I see something that's beautiful or something that's ephemeral, it's the ephemerality of things feels to me like that makes them precious. But I can collect them by taking a photograph, and then I can share them with other people.
Yeah.
So a lot of the time it's things like I went to the Mary Quant exhibition in Bendigo.
Yep.
And I took photographs of the mannequins and the outfits. I think a lot of what I do is also acknowledging like the curators of these things. So like when I went to the Dior 70 years at NGV, I did a photograph which was of the shadows on the ground cast by the arm of the mannequin.
Uh-huh.
And I'm always really interested in detail, like how they've styled the mannequin with the outfit, like the way that they've draped the dress, or the way that they have the mannequin turning around or sitting, and that so much thought and art has gone into that as well. Mm. It's not just looking at the beautiful dress.
Yeah, and I agree on that.
Yeah, totally. Because I was just interested you say that, because that's the same with the Chanel exhibition at the moment. I don't know whether you've
I haven't gone one, yet,
but that's very similar, because there's a couple of glass cases that have a series of mannequins with the dresses on.
Yeah.
And it's just that, and it's all mirrored and it reflects off, you know, and it's just almost like a one that just keeps going.
Yeah,
and
that's lovely.
It's really, I think you'd be really quite interested in the
concept of that with all the mirrors is that there was a staircase in her studio that she would, all the models would walk down that staircase, and it was all mirrored.
Oh, wow.
And so they tried to recreate that. Yeah.
It would kind of have a feeling like that nude walking down the staircase, the feeling of the replication.
Mm,
it's interesting you say that, because it is quite an interesting art form in itself, curating, isn't it?
Yes. So at the NGV Dior one, there was a model that a mannequin I was obsessed with, because she had her hands sort of, her arms extended behind her, and she was wearing this green salad cocktail dress, but her hands gave it this girlish insouciance, and it was just so, like, I just took like 20 photos and people were looking at me wondering what I was doing.
Now this exhibition, it's not a huge exhibition that you've got. And what's it called?
It's called Hey, I Think I Love You.
Now, is that
so? What am I so afraid of?
So
it is the same stuff.
Well, because we were debating that. So.
Absolutely. And I may have touched David Cassidy's thighs 27 times at the gig I went to. Not giving out any secrets.
Now the secrets come out.
And a lot of the pieces, the photography that you've got there, it is the mannequin. mannequins, very pop, and the shadow of a mannequin on the floor. And there's one that I particularly loved, and I mentioned it to you the day that I saw the exhibition, as a plastic bag floating in midair.
Yeah.
And I said it reminded me heavily of American Beauty, because there's a scene in that where he photographs a plastic bag floating. And you didn't
Gone back to watch it again since you said that. I need to. We were in Montmartre and we were coming down the thousands of stairs, and on one of the landings I saw that plastic bag, and it was pink and it had the green wine bottle next to it. And I just liked the colour combination. But once I went to do something with it, I just loved that the material was so ethereal, and the way that I edited it was to bring out the sort of silky cloth-likeness of the bag. So
and there's cloud behind it now, isn't
it? Yeah, so it's a cloud I took out the window of my friend Lisa's car in Canberra, because they have incredible clouds there because of some kind of mountain arrangement.
Oh, but, okay.
So I put it there and I called it At Night She's Dreaming of a Plastic Love, which I went
What's that from?
It's from a song by a kind of death metal-y Japanese band.
Okay.
When you listen to it, it's not dreamy or floaty at all. But I just really like the idea that it's at night and that she's dreaming, and that it's a plastic love, because even just the concept of plastic to me has always been fascinating. I know that it also is killing the planet.
Yep.
But I love the idea of plastic as in its plasticity, and the different shapes and moldings that it was used for in the 60s and 70s for furniture and design. And just I kind of also like the idea of artificiality, because I like the idea of people creating themselves, people being performative. When I went and saw Joan Jett 10 years ago this week in Annandale in Sydney, she said at the beginning she wants to see, she said, "Don't be afraid, I want to see all the show-offs and dancers and singers." And I just thought that was gorgeous, because she was encouraging people to just be beautiful.
Yeah, and be themselves. Now, when you walk into the exhibition, there's one huge, like photograph, and it's a close-up of a buckle on a very sort of, is it from the Mary Quant exhibition?
It is, yeah. It's actually an outfit called It's gone out of my head now. X something. It's actually a catsuit. And it looks exactly like something Emma Peel would have worn in the Avengers. Really beautiful. It had a matching little fly cap. But I took a close-up of it that sort of dislocates just that part at the waist with the belt and the hardware on it.
Yep.
So it's kind of this sexy fabric that was kind of like leather look. It was wet look. Because Mary Quant was experimenting with using materials that had only been used but hadn't been used in fashion before.
Yep.
And that was a lot to do with how she was liberating girls to be able to just go out and dance and be themselves, because they could wear short skirts and they could have pantyhose instead of stockings and suspenders, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, it was very graphic to me, the material and the big buckle. The big sort of steel buckle, and then it had the little rivets as well. And I've got a bit of her arm showing, which has got like the arm has been pushed up, like she's pushed her sleeve up a little bit, which I also like, because it implies that she's moving, she's out dancing or something.
Yeah. And what's that one called?
That one's called, there's actually a story behind it, because there was a recess on the wall that the Peter who runs the gallery wasn't happy about. And he said, "Did I have anything that was graphic that could blow up really big to cover the recess on the wall?" So I called that one, "I've got your picture up on the wall at Hudson Ice Station that's lying there." That's, you know, like a little in-joke.
Right, okay.
But I was going to say, you mentioned before about your titles and names, obviously from songs and lyrics that you...
Yeah.
Are they things that you mentioned that brings you joy? And I suppose which way does it come too? Do the song lyrics inspire you for the pieces, or... When you see a piece, then you think, now what can I call this? And the link comes in that way.
Well, I actually have like a Pinterest secret board that is all the lyrics that I've saved under different categories.
Okay.
But there's things like that Joe Jackson lyric I said, I've been just keep looking out for something that I can make that will have that beautiful lyric. usually I'll have the picture, and I will then, if there's not a lyric I've already collected, then I will go looking for lyrics. Okay. Like I literally go to lyrics.com and I'll put in the word or the phrase that I want.
Yeah.
And they have really obscure things in there that nobody would have ever heard of before, like that at night she's dreaming of a plastic love. But I guess there's a lot of I'm attracted to things that have human truth as well as pop, as well as maybe a bit of dreaminess.
Yeah, but I just love the playfulness of the images and of the titles.
Yeah.
And your Instagram is called what?
You are the dancing queen.
of course you are.
Young and sweet.
But you know, like, it's also playful. It's also pop. Mm. It's very pop culture, everything you're doing, which is great. And even like there's on your Instagram, there's a wall, and that's one of the pieces. And it's just all bricks. They're tiles, but they're multicolored.
Yes. That's like, actually by an artist, Mary Lou Pavlovic. She was commissioned to do it on the Telstra building in Inkerman Street.
Uh-huh.
It's been tagged over a million times, but I think it's given a lot of people joy walking past it.
Yeah. And the exhibition, unfortunately, it's coming to a close.
On next Saturday.
Next Saturday. So how can people see? Is it open during the week or?
Yes. So it's open at the moment Wednesday 12 till 6 through to Saturday. So it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday 12 till 6.
Okay.
It's a little bit hard to find the gallery. It's at the St Kilda Station Complex.
Yeah, which is where the Woolworths is, isn't it?
Yeah,
where
Woolworths.
Behind.
And it's behind the Fifth Province Irish pub. It's called Stranger Gallery and Studio, which was like a little in-joke as well about Talking to a Stranger video was the beginning of it was filmed there.
I didn't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, when it was still a railway station.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
Yeah.
And Peter, who runs the gallery, lovely man as well. So hello to Peter.
Yeah.
But go to the social media page, the Instagram page, You Are the Dancing Queen, to check it out.
And also Stranger Gallery and Studio is an Instagram page. And my work is up as an online shop as well on the strangergalleryandstudio.com.au website.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, congratulations on the your fun, but to me, it makes a lot of sense. It really is worthwhile because it's so pop arty and all that. I think you're going to do really well as time marches on.
Mary Quant Europe actually commented on reposted two of my pictures the other night and said that they were really lovely. And
oh wow!
Said I hope that my exhibition went well. So that was very exciting.
Oh, fantastic!
We had to pop some passion pop at 3 a.m. when I found it.
That's brilliant. So it's open until the 15th.
Correct.
And it's open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. What
12
time?
12 till 6.
12 to 6.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Jenny and Jett here on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.